Manx Radio Sport.
Good evening and welcome to Friday Sport Preview on Manx Radio. Rob Pritchard and co here with you for the next half hour, looking at another busy weekend of sport for the Isle of Man. So, coming up tonight, after a second week running of busy midweek fixtures, the first rounds proper of the Hospital Cup and Junior Cup competitions take centre stage in Manx football. The big conclusion to the domestic rugby season awaits on Saturday, with two trophies to be decided on a busy day in the north of the island. And two of the Isle of Man's professional boxers, one of whom will be making history tomorrow, are taken to the ring in Liverpool on Saturday night. That is all to come this evening. Very good evening. Welcome to Friday Sport Preview on Manx Radio as we are at the business end of the respective seasons across football, rugby on the Isle of Man. Hockey has already concluded and this weekend we will see the grand finale to the rugby season. But in terms of football, there's still plenty to go, and in particular with cup competition as the league season starts to come to a close. And to go through it as ever is Tony Meppham here in the studio. Tony, very good evening to you.
Good evening to you, Rob. And what glorious weather we've got out there, isn't it? The pitches will be getting a little bit hard now, so everyone going to be complaining about blisters. We can't win, but it doesn't matter because we're not getting any
games.
We were
all aching for this over February and March, but it all just seems to have cleared up rather nicely over the last couple of days, hasn't
it? Ridiculous when you think of it. The last 2 or 3 weeks has been not too bad at all. It's allowed the midweek games to crack on, and we've got about a month to try and get the season finished, but still an awful lot of fixtures to play, Rob.
Indeed. Well, just before we get into the weekend fixtures, there are a couple of congratulations in order, I think, from the midweek fixtures. Yep. We had the first of the Senior Men's League titles decided in midweek, with Ramsey claiming the Combination 1 title ahead of the defending champions Russian United, who had a late charge after a tricky start to the season, but just couldn't catch the Northerners. And Tony, after Russian United and what they did last season with winning every single game, it was going to take something quite special to maybe beat the southern side, but the Northerners have done it, and done it well.
They've done it well. I think Russian will just be looking at it and just saying the start of the season was pretty poor. They just couldn't get it going, and it was a surprise to most of us, certainly me as well, just to see them languishing sort of in the bottom half. But then they got it together, and I did make that bold decision, didn't I, to you, that Russian would go on and win it, and it was all going to hinge on that game against Ramsey, and Ramsey got the result. So yeah, Ramsey will be delighted. It's great club, great atmosphere down there, and we'll present the trophy to them on Wednesday evening next week.
Well, not only silverware at the Ballacloan Stadium, but also at the bowl as well, because Onchan were crowned champions of the Masters FA Cup.
Yeah, I think expected as well when you look at the front line that they had, Darren Hodgson, Steve Priestnell, and you look at Kieran McNulty as well. They always knew, Colby, that it was going to be a tough evening. It was a reasonable game, to be honest with you. You know, that's what Masters is all about. Defensively, Onchan stood firm, and it was up to the boys up front. Steve Priestnell with a couple of goals. Darren Hodgson scored a belter, put it in. Kieran McNulty got one. It was a good performance by them, and Onchan just looking now to wrap up the league. It's near enough done and dusted, and with that game going in the Masters on Sunday being postponed now, it does look as if Onchan are champions.
We'll wait and see. Well, in terms of the leagues, there are still the Canada Life Men's Premier League, DPS Limited Division 2 and DPS Limited Combination 2 to be decided. Nevertheless, the attention this weekend is on the cup competitions, the first rounds proper of the Hospital Cup and Junior Cup competitions. We'll start off with Saturday, the first round proper of the Manx Quality Sheds Hospital Cup. 16 teams in the hat here, and we'll start with what looks an intriguing tie on paper here, Tony. St John's United of the Premier League up against an Onchan side currently top, and by a few points at the moment as well, albeit Foxtel beneath them got games in hand, Onchan.
Yeah, and Onchan have still got 3 games to play in that league as well, but this is the game you're sending me to, so looking forward to it. But St John's, costly couple of red cards midweek for them, but they'll be available to play tomorrow. And what a great result it was for St John's last week in the Cup. It was against Russian, and well done to them. But Onchan, absolutely flying, aren't they, at the moment in DPS Division 2. And I would say that Onchan will fancy their chances. They've got one or two really good goal scorers in there, Tom Creer, and you've also got Adam McCulloch. And St John's are going to have to be very, very careful. But I just think on current form, St John's will sneak it.
Very well then, an all Premier League affair over at Bala Fletcher, and that sees Corinthians up against a Maroon side that are still chipping away, getting points on the board, Tony.
Absolutely, and you know, they've got some good players in there up front. I've been very impressed with them defensively. The Macquarie boys are in there keeping things nice and tight, James Eyre as well. So it's looking good, and if you remember the last game that they met in the league, Maroon against Corinthians at Maroon Playing Fields, it was Maroon that won 2-0. But Ben Qualtro's boys at the moment, absolutely flying. I was impressed with them on last Saturday against Old Boys, the way they went about it. A lot of good young players in there. Jamal Kers is looking busy up front. You've got Joe Middleton in the squad as well. Defensively, Darren Kane's back in. Stewie Smith's back in there as well. So it's keeping things nice and tight. It's at Bala Fletcher, and I'm going to go for Corinthians to take victory.
Very well, then also at Bala Fletcher as well, just a couple of yards away from where that game will be taking place. Douglas Royal, who overcame Foxdale, who are still unbeaten in Division 2 at least as well. So a good result for Douglas Royal against an informed Foxdale side. They're coming up against Division 2 opposition again, this time at home in the form of Douglaston District.
Yeah, and I haven't heard Douglas Royal's squad because I haven't seen FC Alaman's team for tomorrow, so that might just affect them and make them stronger. But Douglas Royal, they'll want to forget the first 45 minutes last week. They really sort of didn't quite gel together, but second half was a lot better. I think that was down to Dominic McCarry-Brennan suddenly giving them pace on that left-hand side. And Jack Adams as well, good little player that they've got in there up front. But against Douglaston District, no, it's going to be a tough ask. I think certainly people like Lewis Qualtro in the squad should make things a lot stronger. But you have to go with the Premiership side, and that's Royal.
And then down in the south over at Station Fields, Colby, who have a chance, albeit a very slim one, of being in the hunt for promotion from Division 2. They're coming up against a big task in Premier League title contenders Ayr United.
Yeah, it is. And I think, you know, Colby, they've still got a chance with the Paul Henry, the fourth at the moment, but Old Boys are just a couple of places below them with plenty of games in hand. But I think Colby will look at this just to give them a pointer of where they are, because they had a tremendous start to the season in the league, and against Ayr United it's going to be difficult. Ayr United just been struggling to get games played, haven't they, because teams have been pulling out playing against them. But in the cup here, I think Ayr will have near enough everyone back. I think Declan Cummins still might be suspended, I think Aidan as well, but the rest of them are all looking good, and maybe the bit of rest has helped them fitness wise. You have to go with Ayr.
And then Michael United again in the mix towards the top of Division 2, I think it's fair to say. Not in the battle for promotion as it stands, but still up there and thereabouts, up against a Laxey team who on their day, Tony, are a match for anyone in the Premier League.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Johnny Palmer's probably looking at this season and saying to himself, what's gone wrong? Because on paper, that team should have won the league, but it hasn't quite come together. Yes, he's lost one or two players here and there with injury and hasn't helped things, but they're coming back now. I noticed Joe Walters was included in the squad, I think it was last week or the week before, but certainly against Michael. Michael's pitch may suit them, you know, because a little bit bigger than theirs, but I think Michael, they'll be disappointed the way it's gone towards the end. They've still got a chance for the Paul Henry, but I think on this occasion, I'm going with Laxey.
Well, another All-Premier League tie we did originally have was Ramsey up against St George's. That game has now been awarded as a home walkover to Ramsey. Elsewhere, there is an All-Division 2 affair. Ramsey Youth Centre and Old Boys hosting Maloo.
Yeah, and Ramsey Youth Centre have sort of got it back together, I think, of late. And Maloo also have been scoring a few goals, so it's going to make for a good battle. When you look at Ramsey Youth Centre, 8th, Maloo just above them in 7th, but 6 points gap. I know this is the cup, but, you know, Ramsey Youth Centre, if they carry on improving like they have done, I know we're coming to the end of the season, it could make it interesting. I'm going to go for extra time on this one, Rob, and then it's hold your nerve. But if I'm going to go for a winner in the 90, I'm just going to go with Maloo.
Very well, and rounding off the Hospital Cup first round proper fixtures is an All-Premier League affair. It's Braddon, whose relegation from the top flight was confirmed earlier this week, up against the current league leaders, Peel.
Yeah, it's a shame for Braddon. It's been a real tough old season for them. When you look at the stats in the league, you know, it just says it all. 22 sort of games played with 9 points. It's a real struggle, but there's some really good young players in there. Braddon have did well last time against Peel at Peel, but this one, tighter pitch, so it might make it a little bit more difficult for Peel to play the football that they do. But Peel have been flying, scoring plenty of goals all over the place, so I've got to go with Peel to go into the hat.
12-0 winners over Braddon the last time the two teams met in the league as well. That is the cup action taking centre stage, but there are still two league fixtures around that taking place. One of them in the Canada Life Men's Premier League, that's Unimills versus St Mary's, and also one in DPS Limited Division 2. Foxtel still unbeaten in Division 2, looking to chase down Oncombe with three games in hand up against Jims.
Yeah, let's have a look at the Unimills St Mary's game. Unimills, good result for the midweek against the Georges. Watch them. Played with a lot of determination. They knew it was important for them to get the 3 points away from that sort of danger zone at the bottom of the league, and they've done that. I guess St Mary's struggled midweek. A real disappointing performance against Peel. A lot of players missing, to be fair, so that didn't help their cause, but I'm going to go for Unimills just to take it.
And Foxtel and Jims. Foxtel seem to be a tough nut to crack, I think it's fair to say, in Division 2 against a Jims side that are just been really struggling to get games played.
Yeah, they've just got to finish their chances off. Foxtel last week, they had loads of chances in the first half against Douglas Royal, and it just didn't happen. But certainly this one against Jims, you know, Jims are third from the bottom. They've got to keep the pace, Foxtel, and I think they will.
And then quickly taking a look at Sunday, there we've got the Ascot Hotel Junior Cup first round proper, 16 teams in the hat. Tony, very quickly, just take us through these fixtures we've got for the first round of the Junior Cup on Sunday.
We'll do Douglas Athletic against Ramsey Youth Centre. I'll go with Douglas Athletic. Castletown against Old Boys. Old Boys league position says how strong they are, so I'll go with Old Boys. Michael against Malou. You've got to go with sort of Michael there. You've got Peel against Corinthians. I'll tell you what, that we'll check on that one. That Air United against Peel against Corinthians. I'm going to go for Corinthians just to take it. Air United against St John's. St John's to win. Russian United against Governors Athletic. Have to go for Russian to win that one. Ramsey against Maroun. I'm going to go with Ramsey. And St Mary's against Jims. I'm going to go for St Mary's to win that one. And just on that, I think that Marco United against Malou should be Union Mills. I think that's my error.
Very well. And we just a quick point of clarity as well. We were due to have two Masters football games on Sunday. Both have been called off, we understand.
Yeah, it is. And we've just found out about the second one. Douglas Royal against Oncombe. Douglas Royal, unfortunately, have only got six players, quite a few players away. So that one can't go ahead. And Colby against Douglas and District. Douglas and District, same scenario. I think they've only got five. So what the plan is, Rob, but we haven't put it in motion yet, is the St Mary's game against Jims in the Junior Cup, we're going to move that to the bowl. So there's a little bit of work to do on that one, but there's just a bit of a heads up that St Mary's against Jims will now be moved to the bowl.
Tony Mappin, thank you very much, as always.
Manx Radio Sport.
This Saturday marks the big conclusion to the domestic rugby season on Ireland, with an action-packed day in the north of the island and two trophies up for grabs. The 2024 Manx Cup Finals will take place at Murrock Park in Ramsey on Saturday afternoon, with the Manx Plate and Manx Cup to be decided. So where could the final silverware of the campaign be heading? Well, here's our rugby correspondent, Dave Christian.
Best place to start, Rob, is probably 12 months ago. We're having a repeat of what we've seen in the back end of April in 2023. We have a Manx Plate final between Southern Nomads and Vagabonds, and we have a Manx Cup final between Ramsey and Douglas. The Plate final last year, Nomads caused a bit of a surprise. Maybe it was the end of the season, the players were tired, there was a few bodies missing, but Nomads went and won that one 33-10. I don't necessarily see that happening again. It's a very different Vagabonds this season. They were challenging for a promotion from Counties 4 ADM Lancashire and Cheshire, and looked pretty good for it, and just tailed off at the very end. A game they needed to win away at Colman Nelson went by them, so they've just missed out third place. Don't necessarily get anything, but there may be a chance for them in a league restructure yet. Nomads, on the other hand, haven't had a brilliant season by any stretch. They've seemed to have dropped off. They've had some big results against them, so things perhaps not so good down at Nomads, and looking on the up at Vagabonds, which suggests this should be a Vagabonds win. It's going to be down to really which side takes the game most seriously. If Vagabonds keep that sort of professional attitude that they've had throughout this season, they should win comfortably. Some big players in there in the forwards, two guys who don't really get a mention and don't get any praise, are Mitch Wells and John Ferguson. Front row and second row, Mitch is in there, and the tight head prop can go hooker as well, or second row, or potentially even back row. And John Ferguson, well, Fergie's there in the second. second row. He's had some great runs in broken play. Those guys have been the bedrock of Vagabond's tight five. That tight five wins them set piece ball and denies or frustrates the other side with their set piece ball. So I suspect we'll see the Vagabond's pack come out on top. And that's going to cause some frustrations for Nomads. Their strength lies in their back line. Two very talented halfbacks in George Collister and Mark Young. Tony Quinn with a bit of raw pace outside. Perhaps Will Tazier as well, if available. Some of those younger guys can give teams a run for their money, but they need the ball first, and I think Vagabonds are going to strangle them out of all possession, and it should be a Vagabonds win in the plate. Cup final, different kettle of fish altogether. Last week, Douglas versus Ramsey in a dress rehearsal for this week's final. Douglas won 55-24, quite comfortably in the end, but when you scratch below the surface of that, the detail in the figures, half-time it was 31-7. The second half score to Douglas was 24-17. Now that's a lot closer, so Ramsey upped the game in the second half, even though they let in three very soft tries. If they can shore up that defence, don't get the ball anywhere near Douglas fullback Sam McCord, they're probably in with a fighting chance. A lot will be depending on who's got injured and who's not available this week. We know that Jack Loughnan, the Douglas hooker, he's finished for the season now. He's gone back to New Zealand. We know that Shea Waterworth was carrying a knock last week. If he's through that injury, he'll be big man for them in the centres. Loughnan's position at hooker, plenty of opportunity for that to be covered. Rob Todd's there. Carmichael Ferns is there. Dave Sherwin's there. So Douglas have got players that can slot into that number two jersey quite easily. For Ramsey, we know Eddie Lord was struggling with a foot injury. I was talking to Eddie last Saturday night. He's not going to be ready, he tells me, although that could just be a smokescreen. But he tells me he's not going to be fit in time. The other worries for Ramsey were Brandon Atchison, who collected a massive tackle last week right at the end of the game. He had to leave the field with 2 minutes to go. And the other player that went off for Ramsey was fullback Joey Callow. He took a knock to the jaw. He had to leave the field as well. So we know that Brandon was apparently okay afterwards, but might be just a bit sore around the ribs because I think he took one to the midriff. Those two players, important for Ramsey. Also important for Ramsey was the man who scored two tries for last week, Rory Nicholson. He anchored that Ramsey scrummage, and Rory Nicholson wearing a number three jersey, an important starting man. Plus he picked up two tries as well in loose play. Also important for Ramsey, Josh Katina in the second row and skipper Matthew Meekin. Those two carry a lot of ball around the park. No injury worries reported from those. The Manx Plate Final, that kicks off at 1 o'clock at the Merrick Park. The Manx Cup Final at 3. There's a little window there just in case the plate goes to extra time. It's unlikely, but if it does, we may have to defer kickoff for the Cup Final. And preceding it all, there's a friendly, under-16s friendly at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, and that's Ramsey against Hoylake. So all the action at the Merrick Park. It's going to be a big day there. There should be a big crowd, and hopefully we see some good rugby too.
Manx Radio Sport.
Finally tonight, a big weekend awaits for two of the Isle of Man's top boxers, who'll both compete on the same event in Liverpool on Saturday night. Having turned pro back in October, Jamie Devine is hoping to keep up his early undefeated record at Grand Central Hall against Jafeus John Leslie Faré. There'll also be a landmark moment for the sport on Ireland as Jay Burden, the Isle of Man's first ever female professional boxer, makes her pro debut against Kerry Orton. Ahead of this milestone occasion, I caught up with Burden and Devine to see how they're both feeling ahead of getting into the ring in just over 24 hours' time.
It's been a great camp. Like, it literally couldn't have gone any better. I've had some unbelievable sparring. I've sparred current world champions. I've sparred ex-world champions. I'm sparring up and coming. I've had no easy spars. And I feel like stepping over to the pro game, I've had to obviously adapt stylistically from the amateur to the pro, but I feel like a duck to the water, to be fair. It's been great. I'm really happy with how things have gone. I'm just looking forward to getting the first one done and dusted, and then I can move on with that.
Obviously, a job has to be done from your side of things, but what would it mean to get that first pro win under your belt this weekend?
I think it's going to be emotional more than anything, to be fair, because I started this pro license about a year ago. So once you get that, I think once you get that first one on the board and it's done, and well, I've never boxed without a head guard. I'm going to be boxing with 8 ounce gloves, so it's all going to be totally new to me. But I think once it's done, you know, get the first one out of the way, then I can work on to the next and, yeah, go from there. I don't really try and put any pressure on myself. I've had the dressing down from Peter that I'm not allowed to act up to the crowd. And, you know, I've done that in the past and it doesn't really get you anywhere. You've got to focus on your game plan, you know, and in the professional ranks, it's a dangerous sport. It just takes one shot and you don't know what could happen. So I've got to go in, be professional about it, do my job, hopefully blow out the water and then move on to the next one and learn, take lessons from it as well.
You've for a long time garnered a lot of support here on the Isle of Man. Are you expecting and hoping maybe that you're going to have a good Manx following over in Merseyside on Saturday?
Yeah, definitely. I've been really, like, really lucky and fortunate, you know, that people are interested in my journey. So I think there's about 100 tickets that I've gone so far from the island, which is great. You know, people are really excited, really looking forward to it, really behind me, which is, you know, it's motivating for me also. And I've got Jamie sold a bunch of tickets as well. So we've both got support from both ends. So yeah, there's going to be a good Manx crowd over there and I can't wait. I've got a really good relationship with Jamie. We both went to the Commonwealth Games together. That was like the biggest thing that we've both done and we both shared that with each other. So we know what it feels like to feel, you know, to feel that pressure. And I think having him there as well will make me feel at ease as well because he's been there and done it and he's good for the advice as well. So yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be a good night and hopefully the Manxies will take over.
Yeah, obviously it means the world, but I'm grafting, mate. Obviously I'm in the gym 24/7, still working at the minute. I've got a nice little routine going and like I said, I've been really busy. Like one fight is just rolling on to the next fight. I only had my debut in October and obviously it's April now and I've got my fourth fight coming up. Just trying to stay busy more than anything, mate. I'm staying ticking over. I'm keeping my weight down after each fight and I'm like obviously always on to my promoter asking for new dates. Obviously I'm just starting off so I want to be as busy as possible, mate. Yeah, trying to get my name out there and trying to burst on the scene. And like I'm 27 now and I've probably got another 6-7 years in the game maybe. So obviously it's not that long. So I'm just trying to make the most of it whilst I can. And like once I did sign my professional contract, I did say to my promoter that I do want to be as busy as possible to start off with. Obviously, I'm not overlooking any fights. I'm taking one fight at a time.
It's not just you from the Isle of Man that's going to be on this card. A big night for Jade Burden as well. The island's first ever female pro boxer making her pro debut. As someone who knows Jade pretty well, how good is that to see her making a professional bow this weekend?
Yeah, I'm obviously made up that she's boxing on the same show as me. Jade the Grenade making a debut on the VIP show with me. Obviously, I'm over the moon. Obviously, she'll feel a lot more relaxed me being there as well. And obviously, it's good. It's going to like attract a bigger crowd from the Isle of Man, which is great for the island, isn't it? And obviously, it's a good weekend away for everyone.
The support that might be there at Grand Central Hall, what would it mean to have a nice big Manx following over there in Merseyside on Saturday?
Yeah, it's obviously my last few fights, I've had a good little crowd. So obviously, Jade being on there now as well, there's going to be double the noise because I know she sold a few tickets as well this time. But yeah, I'm really, really looking forward to it, mate. I'm expecting a lot of noise in there on Saturday night. And hopefully, we get to do it in the Isle of Man one night. Obviously, being such a small island, we've got obviously a high level boxing over there. Boxed with Matty when I was younger as well. We were both coached very well. So it just goes to show the coaching of the Isle of Man is just as good as the UK. So my hat goes off to all the coaches, the boxing coaches in the Isle of Man.
That's all we have time for this week. Many thanks to my guests as always and have yourself a wonderful rest of your Friday evening, whatever you're doing, and a wonderful weekend as well. Let's hope this weather holds, eh? Mike Reynolds is here with you next with Greatest Hits, but from me until next time, it's bye for now.
Manx Radio Sport.